Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, in the blessed city of Baltimore. God is truly good and God is on the throne. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer. We're going to go into our praise and worship. Then we'll go into our teaching and have prayer with you, you, and you. We are ministering to over 144.5 million people, and we thank God for those that are prayer warriors praying faithfully each and every day, because God is an on-time God, and God is a God that could do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet. Tell a friend to tune in to Power Hour Prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. God is truly good. Now, time for our praise and worship. Praise him, glorify him, and magnify him, because this is the day the Lord had made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I lost some wonder, consider the world thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. The universe display. Then sing my
song, my Savior, God to be.
That's what I thought.
How great thou art.
Oh, I love you, Jesus.
Oh,
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Don't want to make you go home. As we say, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. God is a good God. He's an awesome God. And he can do anything but fail. Yes, you listen to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour Prayer, with your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, presiding bishop over Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to see one more day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you blessed us, Father God. You woke us up this morning and started us on our way. You allowed us, Father God, to breathe another breath of fresh air. You allowed our hearts to beat properly. Father God, we thank you right now because you didn't have to do it, but you did. We thank you because you kept our homes intact. You kept us safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We thank you for dispatching your heavenly host of angels all around us, Father God. We thank you because in times like these, we need a Savior. You sent your precious Son, Jesus Christ, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross of our sins, he who knew no sin. And we thank you right now. We thank you, Father God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough. We lift up all of those, Father God, that are listening faithfully each and every morning, and those that pray, Father God, even when they can't get through. Because we know that God is still hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you right now for our trials and tribulations. We thank you, Father God, for bringing us through situations that we never thought we'd be able to make it through. We pray, Father God, that you touch every individual under the sound of my voice. Touch them with your hand of grace and mercy. We thank you for those twins, Grace and Mercy, that have brought us through, Father. We thank you right now for healing someone's body, total healing, mind, body, spirit, and soul. You are a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Touch that heart right now, Father God. Our hearts can be deceitful, but Father God, we know that you are God that could do anything but fail. Touch our hearts and heal them spiritually and physically. We pray, Father God, for someone that's not in their right mind, that's walking the streets not knowing which direction they're going. They may be in their home not knowing what to do on this morning, but touch that mind and regulate that mind in the name of Jesus. We know that you can do it, and we know that with God, all things are possible to those who believe. And we are believers, and we are overcomers. We are overcomers, Father God, because you have brought us through every situation, every trial and tribulation. And you said it would not be easy, but you said that you would send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. Go into each and every individual's home at this time. Bless their home with a spirit of peace, of love, of order. Bless them, Father God, and bless them with their needs. Make a way out of no way for someone, Father God, that might have received a pink slip from their job. Father God, we know that you're the great provider, that you can provide, Father God, whatever we stand in need of, even at times when we see like we don't know which direction to go in. Father God, we know that you're a God of order, and place order in our minds right now in the name of Jesus, because you have a plan for our lives, and we thank you that plan will come into fruition on this day. We thank you, Father God, for blessing someone, Father, in the name of Jesus, with food to eat on their table, water, fresh, clean water. They didn't have to walk miles and miles and miles. But, Father God, we pray for those that did have to go and walk miles, that you'll purify the water that they have to drink and have to bathe in on a daily basis. Make a way out of no way, Father God, for those that stand in need of food right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are walking the streets, that are leaving the shelters at this time, that, Father, you will touch their minds and let them go in the right direction and lead them where they can find a place to stay, Father God, on a permanent basis. Touch their minds right now, Father God. Let them have a mind state on thee. Let them cry out to you, the almighty living God, and surrender their lives to you. We pray, Father God, for every mother, every son, every daughter, every grandchild, every great-grandchild, and great-great-grandchild. We pray for generation after generation after generation that you move in a mighty way upon our lives right now. Father, we pray right now you strengthen us, guide us, and lead us. We pray for your healing mercy that you touch our bodies right now, Father God. Touch someone that's suffering from cancer, diabetes, arthritis, Father God. Touch someone that's suffering from mental illness. Regulate that mind, Father God. Fix that mind in the name of Jesus, that they'll have a mind state on thee, and they will no longer have to worry, or Father God, no longer have to be concerned about which or where to go. We pray that you will regulate that mind, deliver them from paranoid schizophrenic, bipolar disorder, depression, and stress. Father God, regulate that mind right now, that they'll know, Father God, which direction they're to go in today. They'll know what papers to sign today. They'll know, Father God, who to talk to on today. That they'll know, Father God, that they can depend upon you and that you are God that will bless them in ways they never can imagine. Touch someone, Father God, that's going in the hospital at this time as they lie on their hospital beds. Touch their body right now. Touch the, Father God, the doctors, the nurses, the anesthesiologists, the surgeons, Father God, those that dispense the medication. Touch them, Father God, and touch the medication that the benefits will outweigh the side effects. Touch, Father God, the vaccines for the coronavirus, the vaccines for the flu, the vaccines, Father God, are being distributed on a daily basis. Touch those vaccines, Father God, and penetrate the souls of the individuals and send forth healing and no side effects. Let the benefits outweigh the side effects, that there will be no side effects, Father God, from these vaccines. And we thank you right now for your healing power for someone that's been having migraine headaches, Father God, last year, that you heal them on this day and no longer have to worry about migraine headaches. Touch someone's eyesight, because you're the same God to heal the man with the issue of blood. You're the same God to heal the woman with the issue of blood, and you're the same God that gave sight to the blind man. You're the same God that healed the man at the pool for 38 long years. And we thank you right now, Father God, even for someone that's not a believer. But make them, Father God, know and let them know that you are God above all gods. And you are God that's there for them, Father God, and that you love them no matter what they're going through. We pray for individuals that are leaving their homes, Father God, that you keep them safe from the firing of illegal weapons. Father God, pray, Father God, to protect our children and our loved ones as they go out to school, colleges, and universities. And, Father God, for those that are taking trades, protect them, Father God, even as they accomplish what you have blessed them to take. And, Father God, make them good workers in the field that they have decided to take. Bless their mind, touch their minds, Father God, that they will know that Jesus Christ is all, that Jesus Christ can make a way out of no way for our children. Bless them, Father God, and comfort them. Father God, we pray right now they'll not walk in fear, but they'll walk in the glory of God. Protect them from seen and unseen danger and bless them in their studies, that they'll be able to study and, Father God, not focus on the things of the world, but focus on you. And, Father God, make them brilliant students. Make them, Father God, lawyers and doctors and kings and queens. Organize their thoughts and their minds. And, Father God, we dismiss the gangs that are trying to penetrate our cities, our homes, in our country, in our nation. Dispense those gangs right now and let them fall out and cry out to you and say, Jesus, I surrender all. Protect us, Father God, right now from seen and unseen danger. Father God, do a mighty work in our lives right now. We pray for all of those, Father God, that have a desire to serve you, that you will strengthen them in your word, in your doings, and Father God, in their ways and in their actions. We pray, Father God, for Mother Annie Green, that you will strengthen her right now. Be with her and guide her and lead her. Let her feel the glory of the Lord upon her body right now. Let her know that God is in charge and God can do anything but fail. Touch her, Father God, and we dispense, Father God, of that diabetes condition in her body. We dispense, Father God, and get rid of that arthritis and touch her spine. Touch her mind, her body, spirit, and soul. Let the latter days of Mother Annie Green, Mother Mary Robinson, Pastor Rosie Cobia, Deaconess Phyllis Blue, let their latter days be their blessed days. We pray for Mother Nita, all of our seniors, Father God. You know who they are. You know what they stand in need of. You know exactly what they stand in need. Protect them, Father God, from seen and unseen danger. We pray for all of our seniors, Father God, that are still in the land of the living, and we thank you right now. We lift them up to you, that we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day for what you're doing in their lives. We pray for Shanita Kelly and Ryel and Zariel and Diamond, that you keep them, Father God, watch over them and lead them and guide them in the work that you have designed for them to do. Touch Rosie Trahan, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her, Father God, with your healing hand of mercy. Let her cry out to you and surrender to you. We pray for Wallace Green in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and his wife, Sandra. We lift up, Father God, glory be to God, Dr. Ron Green. We thank you for his healing, Father God. Let the doctors be amazed at what you're doing in his life. And other individuals, along with his wife, Jill, we lift her up in Miami, Florida. We pray, Father God, that you'll bless them, those that's in the hospitals, those, Father God, that are lying on their sick beds, that you would touch them from the top of the head to the soles of their feet, those in assisted living facilities and those in the nursing homes. Touch them right now, Father God, and do a miraculous healing on them right now. We pray for Diane Green and for TJ, Father God, and for Tyrone Staten. We pray, Father God, that you will bless them and be with them and guide them. Give them peace in their lives and healing right now for Diane's eyes. Touch her mind, Father God, and let her know, Father God, you know all about her situation and what she's going through. We pray, Father God, for Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, and Ricky Hightower. Lift them up, Father God. Let them know that you're God above all gods and you can do anything but fail. Comfort them, Father God, and send forth your healing power upon their mind, body, spirit, and soul. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage of New Union Baptist Church, the great pastor, Father God, that have just placed his life in the hands of the Almighty Living God. We pray for his wife, Sister Nettie Savage, that you will touch her, be with her, and guide her, and lead her. Comfort her, Father God, in times like these. Yes, we need a Savior. We thank you for those, Father God, that are celebrating a birthday in the month of February. And thank you for blessing those that celebrated in the month of January, that you bless them over and over and over again with another year of celebration, of celebrating our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pray for Sister Esther, Father God, and the family in its entirety. Sister Greta, we are praying for you. And we thank you, Father God, for the mercy and grace that you've allowed and poured upon the body of Christ at New Union, Father. We pray, Father God, for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close and his family in its entirety. We lift up his wife, Father God, Sister Gwen, as she continue, Father God, be a companion to her husband, Father God, in times like these. We lift up, Father God, the entire church family. Michael, Father God, we are praying for you and touch you in a mighty way. Let you continue to sing the songs of Zion upon the great choir that's there. We pray, Father God, for each and every choir member, and special prayers go up, Father God, for Marvin Harrington as he lies on his sickbed, that you lift him up and bless him, Father God, that he'll be able to come back and sing the songs of Zion. We pray for every deacon and deaconess. We lift up Deacon Briscoe and his family, Father God. We pray, Father, that you will just bless them, that they'll continue, Father God, to seek you and that you'll make a great work in them. We pray for Aunt Rose, Father God. We pray for her family, the Logan family in its entirety. Touch them individually and collectively. We pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, for all of those that have called upon you for prayer. We pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, for any individual that have lost loved ones, Father God, last year, the past years, and still grieving. We pray that you'll touch their minds, body, spirit, and soul. And Father God, let them go through their grieving process and let them know that it is normal because even Jesus wept. And let them know that it is okay to cry. We lift up Minister Sharon, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for the work that she's called out to do in such a time like this. We pray for my brother's keepers and the workers in that vineyard. We lift up, Father God, Minister Barbara Duffy and her family in its entirety, her mother, Father God. We lift her up, Father God, Sister Mamie Duffy, that you bless her in a very special way. We pray for the family that's around their mothers with their loving hearts and loving arms, and let them just touch their moms and grandparents and great-grandparents and show them love, Father God, because love is an action word. We lift up, Father God, hallelujah, Barbara Haney, that you touch her and bless her and her husband, Father God, that you be with them and guide them and lead them in a very special way. We pray, Father God, because you are a way maker. You are a keeper. You are a guider. And, Father God, that you will lead and direct us in the right path. We lift up Elder John Waters, that you will comfort him in times like these. Let him know, Father God, you've called him out to do a great and mighty work, and that he will continue to do what thus says the Lord. We pray for Pastor Murray Davis Edwards and Billy Edwards and her sister Tina, Father God, Sewell. We lift up for Sister Diane, Father, in the name of Jesus, in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We lift up, Father God, Elder Cassie Lofton and her husband Deacon Lofton. We lift up, glory be to God, thank you, Jesus, Pastor Victor Mines. Father God, that you just continue to be with him and guide him and lead him. And Father God, strengthen him right now in times like these and his wife, First Lady Karen. We pray, Father God, that you just heal his body right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We pray for each and every individual that have called upon us for prayer. You know where they are, in South Africa, in Guyana, in Indiana. And Father God, New York, New York, we pray for the Walker family. We lift up Ophelia, Father God, warmly here in Baltimore, Maryland.
and her family in its entirety. We pray, Father God, because you told us to pray without ceasing. Touch minds, bodies, spirits, and souls. Touch their minds right now, Father God. We come against bipolar disorder. We come against, Father God, those disorders of the mind that you would come against. And, Father God, touch the minds of those that are suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's. Father God, we know that you're bigger than any disease, and you are a healer. Heal, Father God, and deliver and set them free. And we know that you can do it, Father God, without failing us. Touch those individuals that are leaving their homes on their way to work, on their way, Father God, on their daily chores. Touch them right now and comfort them. Be with them and protect them from seen and unseen danger. We know that you can do it. We know that you're able, Father God. And we know that you're God above all gods. And we give you the praise, the honor, on this glory right now. Protect us, Father God, from the firing of illegal weapons. Take the illegal weapons out of the hands of those, Father God, that are using them. And let them know that you came to give us life and came to give us life more abundantly. And we thank you right now, Father God, for those that are behind the prison bars, that you will touch them and let them cry out to you and surrender to you. We pray for those that are innocent, Father God, that you will make the way right for them and release them from behind the prison walls. And those, Father God, that have committed crimes, that they will surrender to you and say, Jesus, I cry out to you, and I want to make right my way, make you make my way right, make my life right. Let them repent of their sins. Let them know that they have a Christ on earth they can glorify. They can cry out to you, and they can repent on a daily basis, Father God. Because you told us, Father God, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And you told us, Father God, that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we continue to pray. We continue to seek you. We continue to pray for peace, Father God. We pray for those that right now may be trying to commit suicide, but not on their watch where they commit suicide. Stop them in their tracks. And Father God, we will claim blessings and healing and deliverance from you right now. And we know that you can do it. And we surrender, Father God, all of our lives to you. And we thank you right now for what you've done and what you're going to do continuously in our lives. Bless us, heal us, guide us, and deliver us. And I pray, Father God, for a spirit of peace and love and understanding. Protect us from seen and unseen danger. And we thank you right now for Evangelist Jacquenita Taylor. We pray, Father God, for Burdetta Washington, that you continue to heal her. Bless her family members, Father God, and her dad. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Comfort them, Father God, in times like these. Make work a miracle in their lives. We pray, Father God, because we know that, God, you could hear us and answer our prayers, and you'll make things right in our lives. We pray for peace, love, and healing, and understanding. Dispatch your heavenly hosts and angels all around us, your angels of prosperity and healing, your angels of protection, as we read in Psalm 91. We thank you right now for dispatching your angels with us, keeping our minds stayed on thee. We thank you, Father God, for you said in Psalm 91, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And we glorify you and magnify you and give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day for the great things that you're doing in our lives. And we thank you right now for your healing hand of mercy upon Mother Annie Green. Touch her body in its entirety. We pray, Father God, that you make her way right and successful. We lift up your name and we glorify you, magnify you. We pray for every church. We pray, Father God, for every mass, every order, a temple. We're praising and worshiping God. And we pray right now that you continue to bless us in ways we never could imagine. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day and the days to come as we continue to go forth and you do great and mighty things in our life. Bless us, Father God. Be with us and guide us, Father, because we know not what to do, but you can order our way. And, Father God, we declare the hands of the Lord upon our bodies, our minds, and our souls. We declare and we decree great and mighty healing in minds, body, spirit, and soul. Special healing for those in the hospitals. Special healings, Father God, right now for those in nursing homes. Those, Father God, that are in their own homes or lying on their sick beds, we are praying for special healing in the year of 2023. Father, we praise you right now for protecting us right now. Touch every individual, guide them and lead them and direct them. And, Father God, we know that you are in charge. And we thank you right now for the hand of God blessing individuals, being with them and guiding them and leading them. And we thank you for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you, Father, right now. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory as we go forth on this day. Let it be a blessed day, a day of healing, a day of peace, a day of love, and a day of understanding. And we want to thank you right now. We want to glorify you and magnify you on the days to come in our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Now we'll go back to some music this morning. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. with Power Hour of Prayer. And this is Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. Continue to pray without ceasing. Continue to seek the Lord. Continue to call upon the name of Jesus. Because in times like these, we need a Savior. We decree and declare peace, love, and happiness. May you prosper in your work that God has called you out to do. May you continue to seek the Lord because God is with you. We pray for every doctor, every nurse, every anesthesiologist, and we pray special prayers for Dr. Ron Green that God will just reveal a miracle-working power in his body right now. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for each and every person that you're healing right now in the name of Jesus because God is truly a healer, and he can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed us yet, so we got to continuously trust in the almighty living God. Our God is not dead. He lives, and he lives within our souls. May you continue to be blessed in the Lord, continue to trust in God, and lean not to our own understanding, because God is a God that is with you each and every step of the way. Thank him for your trials and tribulations, because he said it wasn't going to be easy, but he said he'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. So we thank God for the comforter in your home, on the streets, in the counties, as you ride in your personal cars, as you ride in your vehicles, as God continue to lead you and guide you on the buses, the airplanes, the trains, as God continue to be with you. We pray, Father God, that you protect us from seen and unseen danger. And we give you the praise, the honor, and glory on this day. Let all of God's people say amen. Amen, amen. And again, tune in tomorrow for Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. May God be with you, God bless you, and guide you, and lead you, and direct you from this day forth. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. You got the victory. And as Mahalia Jackson say, I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Continue to pray without ceasing.
Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the dark, through the night, lead me on, through the light, take my hand. But just lead me home. When my way grows drear, I shall linger here. When my life is gone, oh, won't you stand there to hear my cry, to hear my call? Oh my head, he is not gone. Take my head, take it, take it, oh. Oh, oh, yeah. Let me sing. When the shadows appear and the night falls near, and my faith in the past has been gone.
Praise the Lord. You listen to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministry, Power Hour Prayer. Don't it make you want to go home? Call upon the name of Jesus. He will hear and he'll answer your prayer. What a mighty God we serve.
On a hill, far away, stood an old rugged cross, an emblem of love, pain, and shame. And I love that old cross for the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I can't get over my throat, I will cling to the old rugged wall all my life, and take it someday for the bride. And then over the cross, stained with blood, over that, a wondrous and beauty I see.
It was on
that old cross where Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me.
And
the
public service,
oh, how dare.
All we need is a little faith.
till the D's are running. We ain't got to have no baggage at all. We can just play the Lord. You fellas, you be ready. There's a train to your door. Yes, it is. Don't need no ticket. We just step on board. Oh, you see, you the D. So come on. Get ready now. The train is coming. You don't need no ticket. You can just step on board. But all you need is a little faith. You can hear the diesel run. You ain't even got to have no bags. You can just get on board. Al, why don't you help me, fella? Get ready. The train is gone. Oh, the night is coming. Get on board, yeah, yeah. On the beach, hear the diesel humming. Oh, you don't need no ticket. Hear the thanks to the Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to thank God for another day. He blessed us all to be in the land of living, and he didn't have to do it, but he did. So somebody ought to thank God. It wasn't the alarm clock. It wasn't the telephone. It wasn't somebody that shook you, but nobody but the hand of God. So we ought to thank and praise God. Give God the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day and the days to come. Somebody ought to thank God. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke us up this morning and started us on our way. Thank him and praise him. Be blessed in the Lord. Be encouraged. As Mahalia Jackson said, I learned how to pray. Continue to thank and praise God on this day and days to come. Continue to let God use you. Continue to receive your miracles, signs, and wonders. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. And we thank God for Mother Andy Green being with us this morning on the line. God is truly, truly good, and God is still blessing, healing, and delivering. God bless you all. Tuning in tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Power Hour Prayer with your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, in the blessed city of Baltimore. Thank the Lord. God bless you real good.